Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Shlishi of Masechet Kinim. We're going to start at the bottom of Kaf Gimel Amud Bet at the Mishnah. Bameh Dvarim Amurim. Okay, so before we even start, it's a very strange way to start a Perek. I don't think we've ever started a Perek of Mishnah. In what case are they referring to? Because we already...
It's like a Gemara starts.
Right. Well, a Mishnah... lot of Mishnayot do say Bameh Dvarim Amurim, but it's very odd to start a chapter saying, and what are we referring to? So... when I first started, I said, what's going on here? This is really odd. But it's really referring to the two previous prakim. So it's saying everything we learned until now, okay, which was all the details about if there's a suffix and what you should do if a bird got mixed up with another bird and you're not sure and you need to figure out, you know, how to deal with it. And we said, right, in general, we're very careful and we say, oh, well, if this bird mixed in with that, then we can't do anything about it. So all that is b'kohen ha-niglach. Okay, this is all true if the Kohen asked. Meaning, okay, this is fascinating. What this is basically saying is everything we said is, well, if you're going to ask, what should we do in a suffix situation? This is what they tell you to do. But since we know, first of all, the Kohanim didn't know is, okay, asking also means, if you're going to follow exactly the halacha and be careful, you know, if you're smart enough to say, wait a minute, I think there's a problem here, right, then this is what you should do. But if you didn't ask, and the Kohen just went ahead and did it anyway, okay, and sacrificed these ta'arovot of kinim, so then, avaba Kohen she'eno nimlach, so now what do you do in each situation? Okay, so here goes. We're going to go through, we're basically going to go, rewind, go back to where we started, give all the cases again, and say, well, what if the Kohen did the following with it? Okay, so. Echat lezo ve'echat lezo. Okay? One person, will use our colored papers again. One person has a pair and another person has a pair. And again, they got mixed up together. Or shtayim lezo v'shtayim lezo. Or shalosh lezo v'shalosh lezo. So, now, if the Kohen just did it anyway, the question is, there's all different options about what the Kohen did. So let's say we have these two pairs. Again, we're assuming that they're stumim. Right? That the pairs... could go either way, right? We can have, again, the pairs go either for one for an ol and one for a chatat. So, and if they're stumim, and nobody said, they brought their kinim to the Beit Hamikdash, they said, do it whichever, you know, the Kohen can determine which is which. So, now we have either one pair for each, or two for each, or three for each. Asa kulan lamala. Let's say he takes all four of these, and he sacrifices them at the top of the mizbeach, which is ola, yafet. Okay, so now, mechza kasher u mechza pasul. Since it wasn't determined whose were whose and what they were, we can assume that since all of them went above and only two of them were supposed to go above, so two are good and two are bad. Okay, or if it was three and three, whatever, however many amount, half is good and half is bad. Likewise, kulan lamata. And then, by the way, half are good, meaning half are olot, and now you have to bring chatats, new birds for chatats, to compensate for the missing ones. Kulan lamata, if you did them all at the bottom, then mechza kasher, mechza pasul, the same thing, it's just now you've fulfilled your chatat and not your ola. Chetziam lamala vechetziam lamata. Okay, so now we have a bit of more of a complication, because now you did half-half. Okay, let's say, right, let's say all the oranges and all the yellows, right, or this is the whole thing, right, and as we don't know what you did. So, if you did chetziam lamala vechetziam lamata, et shelamalan mechza kasher o mechza pasul, ve'et shelamatan mechza kasher o mechza pasul. Why? Because let's say you did two of mine at the top and two of yours at the bottom. Well, one of mine was good and one of yours was good, right? If you did one of mine at the top and one of yours at the top and one of mine at the top bottom and one of yours at the bottom, well, then it's perfect. So the worst case scenario is you did one of each of everyone's at the top and one of each of everyone's at, both of mine at the top and both of yours at the bottom, in which case only one of mine is good and only one of yours is good. Okay, so that's how we get to half is good and half is bad. Okay. Achat lezo mishna bet. Achat lezo ushtaim lezo. V'shalosh lezo v'eser lezo me'a lezo. Okay, now if we have one of mine, two of yours, three of someone else's, 10 of someone else's, 100 of someone else's. Asa kulan. Now, if you remember, what did we say yesterday in that case? We go by the, if one of, right, since one of the birds got mixed up, we go by the least, okay? Now, in this case, if the Kohen did it anyway, okay, so, asa kulan lamala, if he did all of them at the top, so now what do we say? Half are good, because half of those belonged at the top anyway. So, mechza kasher u mechza pasul. Kulan lamata, again, mechza kasher u mechza pasul, right? If you did all the mala, so you fulfill, half of them fulfill their ola obligation, and if you did everything lamata, then, I'm sorry, all of them fulfill their ola obligation, not the chatat, and if you did all of them lamata, then everyone would have fulfilled their chatat, but not their ola. So half are no good. But now, chetzian lamala v'chetzian lamata, hamerube kasher. Now it's the exact opposite of what we said last time. Last time we said we go by the least, so only one pair would be good. In this case, 100 pairs would be good. Okay? Meaning not 100 pairs, 100
singles.
100 singles would be good. Okay? Because the assumption is, okay, they're going to now say Zeha Klal. So let's go back. Zeha Klal is going to explain first the first Mishnah and then the second Mishnah. Kol makom sh'ata yachol lachlok et hakinim, shelo yihu mishel isha achad ben lamalam ben lamata. Anytime when you split them, okay, and theoretically in the first case, what do we say? The worst case scenario is that all of mine ended up at the top. That's what it means. Shelo yachol lachlok et sh'ata yachol lachlok et hakinim, shelo yihu mishel isha achad ben lamalam ben lamata. That means you can't necessarily assume that mine ended up both at the top and both at the bottom. But it could be all of mine are at the top. So in that case, we're going to say mechza kasher mechza pasul, because if all of mine ended up at the top, only half of mine could be good. B'chol makom she'en atay achlok l'chol achlok et hakinim, ad shu mishel ishafcha ben lamalam ben lamatan. But if, theoretically, okay, let's say the case where there were 110 and all that, there would be, by the way, 232 birds altogether. So if you put them all, if you put half at the top, half at the bottom, you'd end up with more than 100 on top, which means you couldn't end up with all my birds at the top. You could have all my birds at the top, but not all the birds at the top are necessarily mine, unless I'm the woman with 100. So since there's more than 100 on top, there's obviously other people's birds also at the top, okay? And therefore, hamirube kasher. Therefore, we're going to go by, we're going to assume... let me give you an example. Okay, let's say you have you have one pair and I have two pairs. Okay, that's an easier case to say. Okay, so we have six altogether. Okay, so now if we do all six on top, so what happens? Well, definitely okay, so let's say, what we say, I have four and you have two. So one of the two are no good, right? And I did half lamala and half lamata, right? So I took three or above and three or below. Let's do it, let's say this is AAA and BBB. Okay, Now, since three of A's are at the top and one of A's are at the bottom, let's say, okay? So now, right, that would be the worst case scenario. Because again, the worst case scenario is that all of mine end up together. So all of mine end up together, however, they don't all end up at the top, right? In the first case, all of mine theoretically could have ended up at the top. In this case, since there's more than the amount that I have altogether, and I split them, half at the bottom, half at the top, all of mine can't end up at the top, which means any of mine that ended up below are good, correct? So now, because they must have a pair, right? I did one at the top, one at the bottom. But now the two that are at the bottom, there's supposed to be two knocked out here. Why?
Because this is a full set of yours, and plus you've gotten one ola right, but you haven't gotten a chatzah right. This person has gotten one chatzah right, but has no ola. So B still has to bring an ola, and A still has to bring a chatzah.
Which two are canceled out? One of B's. Why one of A's is canceled out?
Because
on the top?
You brought four, and you were only to bring two ola. So
right. Oh, that's why. All right, exactly. Right. Okay. Because now, exactly, I brought three ola at the top from one person. So one of those is no good because the person only had two pairs. So one of theirs at the top is no good, and one of B's at the bottom is no good. So we knock out two. We're left with my four, and this will work with whatever combination there is always the person who has the most amount, that amount of birds will be the one that's good. They won't necessarily be theirs that are good, but that amount of birds, because you'll always cancel out, like we said, whatever's more than the amount of pairs at the top, which will be, you know, one more, and then one at the bottom of the other person, because if you end up with the other person's at the bottom, so all their doubles are going to be canceled out. So this will work in any combination. You'll end up knocking out, you'll end up with, in the end, the exact amount of birds that the most had, which was the exact opposite that we saw yesterday, where we go by the least pair in an ideal situation. Again, today's daf is all about the non-ideal situation when the Kohen just did what he wanted anyway. Okay? And he just did something random. So if he did half above, half below, then we'll end up with the amount of the largest person's, that number of birds.
But it doesn't mean that that person's
complete. It means that that person's, right, that's the amount that we have that's good.
But it's fascinating altogether that if a Kohen does what he wants to do, if it were korbanot, you know, animals, then it would be pigo.
Right.
And here, since there's no pigo, it's like totally legitimate for the Kohen to disclose
right.
what the Kohen did. You know, he's
right. The Kohen is definitely, exactly. The Kohen, first of all, I think that this is also viewed in light of, I think it's very interesting, in light of the fact that at the end of Bayit Sheni, when these Mishnayot were probably put together, the Kohanim were not very, was not the most respectful, respectable job. People weren't exactly doing the right thing. And therefore, this whole Mish Perek is discussing what happens when the Kohen just does what he wants anyway. Right.
So the Akhriyat is on the Kohanim, not...
Right, the Akhriyat, again, remember, it depends who determines, well, in the end, for sure, the Akhriyat is on the Kohanim.
Right.
That's the case. And we learned about Kinim. If you remember, there was a kupa in the Mikdash that was for Kinim, and people would just put their money in, and the Kohanim would be in charge of kind of determining the whole thing, which obviously, like we see from this, created a lot of possible complications.
Okay. Well, possibly fewer than...
Fewer than what?
The Mizbeah.
Fewer than if somebody had...
Fewer than if someone had determined it before.
This is very complicated.
Then it would be much worse.
But it's the best possible scenario, because anything else would be more complicated.
Right, that is true.
Was there a ledger?
I think there were ledgers. I think there were.
In other words, was it just that there were $50 in the kupa, or was it that Shari gave 10?
Right. Right. I'm not exactly sure how it went. It came up in Shkelim, but I'm not sure that they specified exactly how it went.
It's like thinking of what Naomi's like, Nadav and Avihu, like we always feel this view that is so such an intense punishment and the explanation. So we just don't understand how important this whole process was. But the end of Bayit Sheni, the kind of where we are doing what he wanted.
Right. It became very messy and, yeah, complicated. Okay, next case. Chatat lezo, ola lezo. Okay, now is a case where we know exactly, okay, what happened in this case likely is each woman sacrificed one of the birds. Remember, you're supposed to do the chatat first, but obviously one person didn't. They did it in the other order. She did her ola first, the other one did her chatat first, and we ended up with one chatat left and one ola. But we don't know whose is who, which one goes with which. So we don't know which is a chatat and which is an ola. So asakulan lamala, obviously, well, the ola was good, the chatat wasn't. Mechza kasher o mechza pasul. Kulan lamata, if you did them all at the bottom, mechza kasher o mechza pasul. The chatat was good, the ola is not. Chetia lamalan, the chetia lamatan. You did half above and half below. At this point, since they're clear which is which, and it's not up to anyone else to determine. It's already been determined. Shtehem psulot, because maybe you did the ola at the bottom and the chatat at the top, and we already discussed that that's disqualified. Shani omer, chatat kreva lamala va'olan lamata. It's an interesting way of saying it. Shani omer, I don't know who the ani is. Right, by the way, notice, okay, that this came up. I was learning in the car last night on the way home I was preparing on the way home from a bar mitzvah, and we were driving someone home, so they had to listen to the whole thing about kinim. So they say, who's the Tana that says this? I said, oh, it's good you ask, because there's notice nothing here is said in the name of any Tana, really, right? I don't think we had anything until the very last Mishnah, which we're going to see, you'll get to tomorrow. We're not going to get to it today. Ben Azai all of a sudden appears, and there's some people at the very end, but until that point, we don't have anything in anybody's name. Chatat lezo, ola lezo. So, we finished that. Okay. Chatat ve'ola stuma umifureshet. Okay, we now have one chatat, one ola, one stuma, okay, which each belong to different women, the same as the previous Mishnah. But in addition to having a chatat of one woman and an ola of another woman, we have a stuma, one that's unclear who it belongs to and which bird is which. And we have a mefureshet, and we have one that it's clear which is the ola and which is a chatat. So, asa kulan lemalan, if you did them all above, mechza kasher u mechza pasul. Well, clearly, in these three pairs, you have three olot and three chataot, even if you don't know which is which. So if you did half all of them above, then again, right, these are the easy cases. Then half are kasher, and if you did, and half are pasul. If you did them all lamata, so then all the chatats are good, half of that, and mechza pasul. Chetzian lamala, but chetzian lamata, that's always the complicated case. If you did half and half, ein kasher ela stuma. The only one that's good is the stuma, because both the mefureshet and the one that's also, so to speak, mefureshet, because one's in it, right? The difference between a mefureshet and the ola and chatat is the ola is one woman's ola, the chatat's one woman's chatat. The mefureshet means it's one woman's pair, and she already, or she designated, or the kohen designated, which was supposed to go for ola, which was supposed to go for chatat. So it's basically the same thing in the end, but it's just that it's owned by one woman rather than two women. So basically, all those four that were designated specifically are not going to be good because they might have ended up in the wrong place. So all you're left with is the stuman, since you did one above, one below. So you definitely have one of, you know, you can assume that they went, that each one, that, and then because the stuma, this case, they assume, they basically say, he mitchaleket b'nehem. Since the women brought the cane together, this was something apparently women did, that they owed money, they said, oh, let's just bring, you know, the two of us, oh, you know, can you bring the money to the Beit HaMikdash for me, right? We'll go in it together. V'im etchalek et peneihem. Chata'ot shenitarvu b'chova. By the way, I just had a thought that maybe this whole thing about the women, because it dawned on me, why would a woman do that, right? It's a pain for her to get to the Beit HaMikdash, right? So she, her friend's taking care of it, she asked her to do it for her. And maybe part of this whole mesechet is all about women, because the women, the men more likely might have been more on top of their korbanot. They might have more likely gone there and checked on things. Remember, women weren't even allowed in, all the way into the Beit HaMikdash, you know, there was the Ezrat Nashim where the women could go. They couldn't go into the Azara. So it could be also, it's more likely there's complications here because the women were not, and maybe that's why the Masechet's said in the feminine.
Could they also, this was after they gave birth, so they couldn't.
Right, well also after giving birth, it was less likely they were going to go, right?
They could do it a while after, though.
Right, they could do it. And yes, that's why we have these cases of women bringing multiple kinim, because right, it was later. But yes, if you wanted to fulfill it, it might have been easier to just send it with someone and not do it. Right, like women, same thing with Birkat HaGomel, right? Now it's much more common that women say Birkat HaGomel themselves, but it used to be that the husband would go to shul on Shabbat and he would say Birkat HaGomel for the woman because she wasn't coming to shul. And right, so, okay. Chata'ot shenitarvu b'chova. And now you have chata'ot, okay? You have ones that were designated for chatat. Okay, obviously you must have done the olas already. And there, nitarvu b'chova. They got mixed up with, again, a pair of unnamed birds. Ein kasher ela minyan chata'ot shebechova. Okay, the amount of chata'ot in the chova, okay, meaning, let's say you have one pair of birds, okay, so one is supposed to be an ola, one's supposed to be a chatat, and you have one chatat, okay, so the chatat mixes up with this. How many are going to be good? Only one chatat, because you might, the one that's labeled as a chatat, you might have done in the wrong place. And therefore, only, right, you might have accidentally, since you don't know which one it is, if this one ends up above this chatat, it's going to be disqualified. So therefore, it goes by how many chatats were in the pair, basically. So however many pairs you have, that's how many chataot are good. If the chova is shnaim b'chatat, if you have double, okay, that's if it's equal, the amount that you have. But if you have more chovot than chatats, okay, so you have double the amount of birds that you have chatat, you have double the amount of pairs or birds in pairs, okay, then you have korbanot chatat, okay. So let's say you have like this case, okay. So you have two, you have one pair, two birds in the pair, and you have one chatat, okay. So now mechta kasher u'mechta pasul, but if chatat shnayim bechova, minyan shebechova kasher. Okay, so if you're going to have, let me just remember how this works. If you're going to have, if you have four birds in pairs and two chataot, okay, and then you do half above and half below. Okay, so now, if you put three on the top, right, and three on the bottom. So let's look at our options. So we have three purples at the top and two yellows at the bottom and one purple. Okay, so now the three, now what's the best case scenario?
That's this scenario.
Right, that's this scenario, right. So now, right, exactly. So now at the top, you can accept the difference is that here there were pairs. In this case, B is all chatats. Okay, so now if the chatats went on the top, then they'd be disqualified. Right? So then if two were at the top that were chatats and one other one, they'd be disqualified. So one would be good at the top, right? That would be one chatat and one ola at the bottom. And then you would have then two olot at the bottom. So you would have three would be good, right? That makes sense because you would have, right, the chatats are both messed up and you're left with, and one of, and you now have three at the bottom that belong to two pairs. So one of those is not going to be good. So you have three. Okay, so that's if the, so that's the case. Chovashnaim bechatat. So the mechza kasher, mechza pasul. We ended up with three. If chatat ishnaim bechova, let's say you have four chatats, okay, and now two that are a pair, now what's going to happen? So now, haminyan shebechova kasher. However many in the chova, you're only going to have two that are good. Why? Because if you have four that are designated specifically as chatat, theoretically, three of those could be knocked out, and one of the pair could be knocked out because they could. Three of the chataot could potentially end up at the top. For sure, one of them is going to end up at the bottom because there's four, right? And you have six altogether. Three are going on the top, three at the bottom. And theoretically, the worst case scenario is your pair could have ended up both at the bottom, meaning one will get disqualified. So all you're left with is two in the end that are good, right? It's the amount of the pair, although obviously the two that are good are going to be from two different pairs, right? One's going to be from a chatat and one's going to be from the pair. Okay, next case. V'chein ola shenitara b'chova. This is going to be easy because it's the exact same thing. It's just instead of a chatat, it was an ola. Ein kasher ela minyan olot shebechova. And then chova shnayim b'ola, mechza kasher mechza pasul, right? If the chova was double the amount of the olot, then half. And if the ola was shnayim b'chova, was double, then haminyan shebechova kasher. Then you're only left with however many pairs of good birds there were, right? Of birds that there were. Next case. Haisha she'amra, hare alai ken kishe'eled. Okay, now a woman says, I'm taking upon myself to give a pair of birds as a neder. Now we get back to what do you give if, as a neder? Two olot. Remember, that's the case where it's not an ola and a chatat. So she basically says, when I give birth, not only am I going to bring my korban yoledet that I'm chayav, so my pair of birds that I have to, but I'm also going to bring another pair of olot as a voluntary offering.
If she has a boy.
If she...
Sheled Zahar.
Right. If she has a boy. It's so funny. I was so focused on the details. I wasn't even paying attention, right? Her whole thing is, if I give birth to a male, I'll be so happy. I'll bring this extra thing. Okay. Yalda Zahar. This sometimes happens. You get so caught up in the details. I didn't even notice that. Yalda Zahar. So it's good we have a man in the shir today to point that out. Yalda Zahar mevi'a shtei kanim. Echad l'nidra ve'echad l'chovata. So now it's going to get very complicated. We're going to start simple and we're going to get much more complicated. So if in fact she has a zahar, right? We don't care if she has nekeva, that's not so relevant because then it's simple. But if she says she has a zahar, what does she do? She brings two kanim, echad l'nidra ve'echad l'chovata. That's pretty simple. Okay, so fine, she's supposed to bring two. So she's supposed to bring a pair that's again an ola and a chatat and a pair that's two olot. So now, nitanan lekohen, hakohen sarich lasot gimel predim milamalan ve'echa milamatan. Right. So the kohen, what's he supposed to do? Two, right? Get above. The other one gets split. So you end up with three above, one below. Okay, that's easy. But Lo asaken ela shtayim milamalan ushtayim milamatan. He's used to these pairs that go one right, one above, one below. So if he does that, v'lo nimlach, and he didn't. Now, what's the lo nimlach here? This time, it's not that he didn't ask the rabbis, it's that he, or didn't check the halacha, it's that he didn't ask the woman what she was planning to do. In other words, what does she want with these? Sricha lahavi, right, it's basically a communication problem here. Sricha lahavi od preda achat v'yakrivena milamalam. What's she basically missing? She's missing an ola at the top, because the ola ended up at the bottom, so she has to bring an ola. That's pretty simple. That's all if mimin echad. That's all if both pairs of birds were all either turtle doves or pigeons, okay? Tolim or b'nei yonah. But mishnei minim, but what if each pair was a different type of bird? Now what's the problem? Well, we don't know. She has to bring two olot of the same type. So now, even though theoretically one of her olot was good, we don't know when we have to bring a pair which one we're matching it to. So if it was a yonah, so she needs to bring a tor. If it was a yonah, she needs to bring another yonah. And if it was a tor, she needs to bring another tor. So mishnei minim tavishtayim. Okay, so then she brings two more birds, one tor, one b'nei yonah, just in case, and that fulfills that. Persha nidra. Now that's all if it was arbitrary. Okay, in other words, she didn't necessarily specify which type of bird she wanted, but she happened to bring that type of bird. So, okay. What if she specified exactly what type of bird she wanted? Okay, she said, I want for my neder to bring torim. So, tzricha lavi od shlosha predim. That's if it was mimin echad. So now, if, let's say, all the birds were yonim, the four that were brought already. These are all four yonim. So if she specified, but she doesn't know what she specified. So if it was a yonah, what does she need to bring? One yonah, because she already brought one yonah for the ola. She only needs to fill in with one yonah. But if she wanted torim, then she has to bring two torim for olot. So therefore, she has to bring three. Two torim for an ola and one yonah. Okay, that was in the case that she brought all yonim. Obviously, now we're going to get to the case. What if she brought shnei minim? Each one that the Kohen brought was, there were two pairs that the Kohen, either she bought or the Kohen, right? So one pair was torim and one pair was b'nei yonim. Then she has to bring arba. Okay, why does she have to bring arba? Because in that case, we don't know which was sacrificed as her ola for the chova. So then she'd have to bring four, two torim, two b'nei yonah. She basically has to start from the beginning when it comes to her olot, because maybe the olah that he brought was from the wrong type, and therefore she has to now bring the right type that she had said originally. But since she doesn't know which one she said, she has to bring both types. Kav'a nidra. Okay, now that was in the case of pirsha nidra. But what if kav'a nidra? What's kav'a nidra? She said, I want my ola that I'm bringing voluntarily, my two olot, to be brought together with the chova. Okay? Now the chatat's not going to be brought together, because the chatat's obviously going to be done separately, but I want all my olot to go together. So now in this case, since she also specified which type she wanted for the olot, and two different types were brought originally, this is just a build up on the last case, so she has to bring od chamesh predim. So now it depends. If it was mimin echad, if let's say all four were brought from the same type, okay, they were all b'nei yonah, so now what's the issue? Well, she needs to bring, okay, let's figure it out. She needs to bring one ola if they were all b'nei yonah, so she's missing one ola. What's the problem though? She said she was going to bring all the olot together. So she has to bring two olot. So in this case it's only five, not six. Why? Because if it was all mimin echad, then theoretically she already brought the ola together with. The chatat was right. Everything else has to be redone. Right. So she needs to bring two olot and then the other ola. And then two olot of the other type. That's why. because she only specified what type that the olot had to be a particular type. The other ola that goes with the chatat could be any type. And since she, okay, all of these, let's just, maybe we'll write it out, or maybe I'll just do it like this. Okay, let's use the colors for the type of bird. So if all four that she brought were B'nai Yonah, okay? So now, her chatat was good, her ola is going to come from a B'nai Yonah, she needs to bring a new ola for B'nai Yonah and bring it together with, or, right, it doesn't really matter what it, but right, it would have to be a B'nai Yonah because it has to go with the other pair. Now it has to go together with the new olot that she brings. Now the new olot that she brings should, so now the issue is, even though these were all B'nai Yonah, we don't actually know what they all are. We don't remember. The Kohen doesn't remember what he brought. So now she has to bring two olot B'nai Yonah, two olot B'nai Torim, Torim, and with that the ola, but the ola doesn't matter which type it is, because the ola, ola that goes with the chatat wasn't specified what it needed to be. So therefore, she brings five, two of each type, and that's good. But if it was mishnei minim, then tavish shesh. So the truth is, it's like this. If it was all yonim, right, she does have to, the ola that goes with the chatat has to be the same type, but since he brought all of them that were the same type, so we know it's the same type. But if he brought shnei minim and we don't know which is which, now she needs to bring six altogether, because we don't know, was the chatat that was good, was it one type or the other? So she now has to bring six. I just want to make sure that's the six are the ola has to be the type. One second. So it's exactly as I said, we're not sure which type was brought as a chatat, and therefore, because there were two minim brought, and therefore she has to have an ola to match her chatat, so two olot have to be brought. Okay. Next case. Nitanan lekohen ve'ena yoda ma natna. Okay, but now we don't know anymore. The first case, remember I said she knew exactly that she had brought B'nai Yonah the first time. So in the first case, if all were the same, and she knew she brought B'nai Yonah, so then she had to bring five. But if she doesn't know what she gave, v'halacha kohen v'asa, v'einu yodea ma'asa, and he has no idea what he did. He has no idea, did he do lemala, lemata? He has no clue. Sricha lahavi od predim, arba linidra. Okay, she needs to bring four new ones for her neder, ushtaim lechovata, v'chatat echad. She needs to bring four predot, shtei torim u'shnei b'nei yonah for her neder, in case she said either Torim or B'nai Yonah. She needs to bring Shtayim Lechovata, a Tor and a Ben Yonah for the Olat Chova, because maybe the ones that they brought originally were done Lemata. Again, we have no idea what was done, but maybe they were done Lemata, and they were all of one type, and therefore the Ola has to match the Chatat that was done previously, and Chatat Echad. And she needs to bring now one Chatat in case everything was done lamala, and there is no chatat, but it only has to be one chatat, because whichever way now she brought new olot, it'll match whatever ola. So if she brought the ola, a Torah and a Ben Yonah, so she could bring a Ben Yonah now, and right, remember, if originally she had done an ola, a chatat, they were all done lamata, and she had been yotze the chatat of a Torah, let's say, so now she brought a Torah and a Ben Yonah as an ola, the Torah will match up the original one. But if, let's say, it wasn't brought lamata and it was brought lamala, then she has no chatat from previously. We're going to go from now. And again, now she brings both the Torah and a Ben Yonah for an ola. And then she brings one chatat, whichever one she wants, and it'll match up to whichever ola. Now, now it'll retroactively decide which of the ola were good once she brings the chatat. So, theoretically, right, in the previous case I said, let's say it was a Tor, then the Tor will be good. And if now she brings a Ben Yonah, then, and all of them were originally brought Lamala and not Lamata, and they weren't Chatat, then now her Ben Yonah will match the Ola, Ben Yonah, and that's why she needs to bring both Olot. Ben Azai says, Shte Chataot. She actually has to bring the Chatat, both of a Tor and a Ben Yonah. Why? Because we saw previously that Ben Azai said, by the way, I made a mistake, because now I see Ben Azai did appear previously. I forgot this. He appeared earlier in Perek Bet. He says there that Hakol Olech Achar Rishon, meaning everything goes by what she did previously. So if they were all done Lamala. She was already Yotze, her Ola. And now the Chatat we bring now has to match the Ola that she did previously. So therefore, we'd have to say, you know, and if they were all done Lamata, then the earlier Chatat was fine. But since we don't know, and maybe they were all done Lamala, and we don't know what was done, therefore she has to bring two Chataot to match up.